really solid career path going forward. We'll get you more information here in a little bit.
And AAA Sean Stewart will be with us here this morning talking about some recently compiled numbers by the AAA from the past handful of years, speeding and accidents, not only nationwide, but how they reflect here in the state of Kansas and locally as well.
Yep.
And they're, well, to be quite honest, frightening numbers, really.
Right
around 8:20 this morning for Newsmaker 2. Slow down.
That's
the theme of that talk this morning. Slow down. Pay attention to what you're doing. And also, Joseph Hall will be with us. Yeah, he is the Elvis impersonator, does a wonderful job. He's performed at the Granada before, but he'll be featured this Friday night as part of Hopapalooza.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Connie Cahoon Legacy of Hope event for SOS. Big fundraiser coming up Friday night. Hope to see you there.
And
it's going to be a great evening.
Yep. Hope you listen in, too, because Joseph Hall will be talking about, really, I guess, maybe how he went into his Elvis role. And I will just tell you this from personal experience. If you're not there, you're going to miss out, because he does a wonderful job with anything and everything Elvis.
Well, and I heard great reviews on the Liverpool Legends.
Oh, yeah.
They were at the Granada
last weekend. Yeah.
A lot of people say, boy, what a great performance they laid out.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. I didn't stay there for the whole concert because I had to get back, you know, get the story written up and get back home. But they were on target with the look, but really with the sound. And they nailed the Beatles left, right, and center. It was amazing.
Pretty good. Pretty good stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
The Emporia Granada Theater, Friday night for Hope Apalooza. There's still tickets left to the Joseph Hall performance. And I think they're only $20, if I'm not mistaken.
I know. Get those. Snap those up.
Before they are all gone. It is 6:45. Bundle up before heading out of doors this morning. And we're bundling you up here on a March the 26th morning. Windchill of 15. Actual air temperature 29 right
Boo.
Now. Say hello and good morning to our good friend Don Wiest, Assistant Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU. Don, good morning. How are you?
I am doing super fantastic, Ron. Good to talk to you. Glad we could talk to you today.
I'm glad to be talked to, Don. good to have Don Wiest back in. It's been a while, my friends. How have you been?
Doing great. Just getting ready and geared up for a big spring here at Emporia State.
Well, it's been kind of a big season all around, but people have been listening, and people have been active up at Emporia State, especially using the track, as many people from this community do. You know that it has been closed up there for renovation work as Emporia State prepares for the NCAA Division II National Outdoor Track and Field Championship. So how was work going out there, Don?
It is going, and it's amazing. It's going to be a complete transformation, really, of Welch Stadium here over the next couple of weeks. Hopefully, we'll get it all finished. Right now, there's still some things going on as we get ready to host our first track meet of the year on Thursday. But we're going to welcome in close to 1,000 athletes. 28 different schools will be represented here for the ESU Relays. One-day meet starting at 9:30 in the morning and going through till about 6:30 at night. We'll go all day over there. But just got the track finished, the repainting on it, brightened up the gold, put in some black exchange zones, so it looks a little bit different, really cool-looking track there. But we are still working on the stands. This is part of the agreement we have with the City of Emporia for renovations here. We're redoing a lot of the concrete work on the west side of Welch Stadium. I know if you've been in there before, it was crumbling a little bit. There was some delayed maintenance there, deferred maintenance that needed to be taken care of. We're getting that done. So Thursday we will have the west side of the stands will be closed down still from spectators. So everybody's going to have to come in on the east side if you want to watch. And it'll be a free meet. But, again, impressive meet here, close to 1,000 people, probably the biggest one-day midweek track meet in the state of Kansas coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, it looks like weather's going to be fitting for outdoor track, Don. Looks good.
Should be fantastic. Yeah. Great job, Chuck. Really do appreciate that, being able to take care of that for us. So
glad to.
67 degrees. Hey, going to be great. Winds will be just enough to get us going fast, but hopefully not too much that they don't count. So should be a great day. And we had a great start last week on track and field, too. Had four provisional qualifiers already. Travis Morrison, senior shot putter, continuing his amazing run, his amazing career. He's already provisional. He's, I think, second in the nation right now in the shot put. We have a discus thrower Antonio Cooper, who've got a provisional mark, and then a freshman on the female side, Malaya Tuala. She's got a provisional mark in the shot put and in the hammer, I believe it is. So she's doing – or javelin, excuse me. It was in the javelin for her, doing fantastic. We just have also new throws areas out there, too, that were put in for the national meet. It's going to be an exciting time.
That is good. Great progress out there. And before we let you go, tell us about the tennis program. Sounds like they're having a pretty good spring here, Don.
Yeah.
The men are rolling along. They are rolling along, ranked number 44 in the country, just getting through and just tearing things up. They've beaten a nationally ranked team already. They beat Division I teams, and they've really done it kind of mixing and matching a little bit while Coach Blackburn's still trying to go through and get just the right combination. So they've kind of stepped up whenever they needed to. This last meet, they went to Quincy, Illinois. A quick primer here on how tennis scoring works at the college level. You play doubles. You play three doubles matches, and then whoever wins two out of three of those doubles matches usually gets the point for that. So you really want to win the doubles match. We lost two of the three, but we're able to storm back and win all six of the singles matches. So just some incredible tennis going on right there. We're going to be home. It's going to be a couple weeks. We don't play a whole lot of home matches right now this year, but they'll be exciting to watch. And then, of course, we still have softball going on. Softball's rolling. They just took two from Central Missouri, come from behind faction. They'll be at home this weekend on Friday and Saturday. Play Missouri Western on Friday at 3 o'clock in a doubleheader, and then Saturday noon against Northwest Missouri. So a lot of exciting stuff going on, and we're just about a week and a half away from sending this golf team to the Nationals. And they were ranked number two in the country on both men and women last time I checked. So just an exciting spring going on. Baseball's starting to get things going a little bit. Struggled a little bit last weekend, but they're going fairly well too. So,
all right. Appreciate the update, Don. Thanks.
Thanks. And again, we'll see you on Thursday. Just remember, no seating on the west side of the stands. Everybody's going to come in on the east side.
Yeah, about 1,000 athletes in for that track and field meet at Emporia State University. Appreciate Don Weist, Assistant Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU.
Yeah.